In a surprising announcement from Disneyland Paris, they have launched a Hip Hop Live Experience package at Disneyland Paris, which is a new party that is taking place this year in June, the 7th and the 8th, which is Friday the 7th and Saturday the 8th of June, which is from 8 p.m. till 2 a.m. and it's branded the Hip Hop Live Experience at Disneyland Paris. It's going to be in the Walt Disney Studios and has basically come out of absolutely nowhere. It's an event that Disney have kind of just popped out of nowhere and says, this is what we're doing and we hope you can come along, and the tickets are soon going to be available. So, the private event, so it's going to be a hard ticket event. They haven't released pricing for it, they haven't actually released the tickets yet either, but you can add them on to your kind of Disney stay in your Disney hotels very, very soon, and I'm pretty sure they're going to have to sell it as a standalone ticket as well. It's going to be an event that has hip-hop, rap, R&B concerts all in production courtyard in that massive space, using probably that massive stage that's there. Dance, beatbox and spray painting workshops alongside individual performances, and you're going to have meet and greets with Disney characters, presumably in a slight overlay for the hip-hop experience. It is, again, it's come out of absolutely nowhere. It follows the style of kind of like our Electroland in the Jungle, it follows the style of Magical Pride, it follows the style of all the events that are coming out at Disneyland Paris. And to be honest, I'm shocked at how many have been announced. Tickets are on sale all the way up till June the 6th, and they do say that the tickets are limited. So, what they're saying about it is you're to prepare for the biggest gathering of hip-hop artists of the year at Disneyland Paris, with French singers, spray painters, dancers, and many other artists taking over the Walt Disney Studios. It's set to be the ultimate hip-hop party on two different unique nights of festival. So, you can buy a two-night ticket or you can buy a one-night ticket. So, you will save money on the two-night ticket. Again, there are no costs, so I can't tell you how much you'll save yet. However, I'll give you that the minute I have it. Admission will be in the Walt Disney Studios, and basically the two-night ticket gives you access on both nights, and you go in with a special bracelet, and it'll only be for the ticket hours, so 8 p.m. till 2 a.m. There's no early entry for that. And if it rains or anything as such, it may be postponed, which you kind of expect. It's kind of one of those things that happens. So basically, a two-night ticket gives you access to both nights and 7th and 8th, and the one-night ticket only gives you access to one. So once we kind of seen this is something that just dropped out and, you know, took me by absolute surprise, and the visual suggests that it's not... that it has been confirmed, but so far it's not went to marketing, because the visuals I've put out are kind of basic and kind of some just random dance visuals just now, but I'm sure that'll get updated shortly. So I reached out very quickly to Disneyland Paris and says, hey, how come we've never heard about this before? How come this is the first time we're hearing about this? And they told me that everybody loves a surprise. So that sounds like it was very late in the announcement, to be honest. I then asked, given that we're seeing a lot more new events, so we've got the Princess and the Pirates and Princesses annual pass party, we've had Mickey's 90th, we've had the Electroland, we've had Jazz, we've got all that happening, is there a new events team? And they strangely, now this is quite rare for Disneyland Paris, they do not always come back straight away, sometimes they like keep these things a little bit secret and announce them in their own good time. They come right back to me, and while they didn't say there's a new team or anything like that, they've come back and said, soon you'll learn more about our new event strategy. So the interesting thing is that they are basically confirming there is a new event strategy. And that new event strategy is obviously playing in the Walt Disney Studios from 8 p.m. till 2 a.m. because that's about the time that every single party is. And most of them are in the Walt Disney Studios. Obviously, Pirates and Princesses and Mickey's aren't. But they're basically... this is all from when Catherine Powell announced that Fan Days was, you know, sending the marker out to Disney parks. And these are kind of new events that... entirely aren't normal Disney days, so you're not missing anything. So the thing is, this doesn't diminish the daily activities of guests at the park, because the park is closed for 8 o'clock at night anyway, and on nights outside kind of Star Wars, there isn't often, and then Goofy's kind of Christmas actually, now that I think about it. Outside those times, there was never anything getting projected onto the Tower of Terror, there was never anything happening. They have a wonderful canvas there for projecting, they have a wonderful open space. This is great asset use. It increases the number of visitors, because I assure you, these are new visitors. You get kicked out of the park and you go back in the park, which means you are counted as a new guest effectively, and you're using your hard ticket. So even if you're an annual pass holder, you are spending more. So the premium events that people always spend more, that Catherine Powell alluded to before she went worldwide, was definitely what was in the pipeline then, and this is us kind of seeing the fruits of that labour. There are going to be more premium events, and it certainly feels like Disneyland Paris are throwing things at the wall, finding out what works and keeping those coming back. But so far, the Jazz Festival, fantastic. Rendezvous Le Gourmand is doing well again, which is a little food sort of thing that they've got going on in the studios just now. I reckon that's going to stick about and probably get updated. It's going to come off Christmas and it's probably going to just change to something else. You have obviously Electroland, which has grown from 2 days to 3 days, and I think this is the way forward. I think these little private parties that people are paying for are obviously the way that Disneyland Paris feels like going forward. Personally, I hope it continues to develop. A lot of people are asking for kind of country night, which I think would be fantastic. Disneyland Paris and, you know, could do country quite easily. I also think I'd like to see them make better use of the stadium that they use for Motors Action, and they're certainly doing that on the Jazz Night. It can hold 10,000 people. Fantastic venue, fantastic stage, underused at night, should absolutely have a second use, only good for the park. And I think the other thing I'd like to see is a return to some sort of more higher event. So you get the Halloween soiree in the main Disneyland park, and I don't think you can ever take that away because it's great. What about Terrorific Nights? What about something like that coming back? It didn't work before, but could it work now with this newfound sort of private party mode going on? The annual pass holders certainly being more numerous in size now. And I'd love to know your opinions, so please drop me your opinions on Twitter, DLRP Roundup. You can drop me on Facebook, DLRP Roundup. We also have our own private group, which is Disneyland Paris Magic by Numbers. You can find it through our page. Our website's DLRP.com, DLRPR.com, I should say, where we're going to review this. And certainly, I'd like any reviews you can leave us on either iTunes or any of the podcast platforms that you're listening on. That's been a roundup. I've been Graham. Goodbye.